Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Teresa here on Sunday, August 10th, 2014. My name is Sue Teresa, and I'm calling from Kumbakonam in the deep south of India, where the world began. So we've been sharing that energy with you every week for the past few weeks, and sharing about the experiences that I get to participate in here while I'm here, going to these power vortexes, the temples, the power spots that Dr. Pillai has pointed out to us and has empowered anyone who comes to India to receive the blessings. You know, it was interesting. I work with people, I coach people on the spiritual path, and also work with advisory services, and as you know, as a teacher here at Ply Center as well. However, through advisory services, which is a sister company, it's through the sister company AstroVed.com for PlyCenter.com. And the members that come into the program, they're pretty serious about their situations in life, and they really are looking for that extra divine support and insight and then the remedies. But also, you know, to evolve on the spiritual level. And what I've learned from working with different people on the path is that when the soul calls, the soul calls in a very personal, very deep, deep way. You can't talk to somebody about it. It's a knowingness. And so as we evolve here, whether you're new to the path or new to Dr. Pillai's teachings or new to this program, or whether you've been here for quite a while, it's always such a joy and a pleasure to see and hear from and observe and participate in people's evolution, because it's so not the norm. It's not, as Dr. Pillai says, the mainstream. So here we are out of the mainstream, but what's interesting is that it's not so off the wall anymore or off the mainstream. People are really looking to go on an adventure and to find out what it is that their soul is crying out to do. And here we are in the deep south, and we're putting on a Navagraha, which is nine planets. Nava means nine, graha means planets. So we're going to put on a Navagraha trip, and I've heard from some of you, the listeners here and in other programs as well, that you're doing your bank transfer and you're getting your visas and you're all excited about coming, so it'll be really great to see you in India as well. But it's so interesting that people who are coming from different backgrounds, different cultures, different religious upbringing, different practices over the years, spiritual practices over the years that have maybe had to keep to themselves and not share with family members or friends because it was a little bit strange, or can't even explain it. And of course you can't. Who can explain anything that goes on internally? We can share with each other what our experiences are when the power times are coming up. It kind of gives a heads up. That's what we do here in the weekly program, is we give a heads up to what's happening every week. So that even if you're in a program or you're just visiting for the first time, it will may tweak your interest in looking what lies ahead. Because when we know what lies ahead, then we can govern ourselves accordingly. We can navigate in our lives with that much more ease and less tension. We already have enough stress. We're totally stressed out. We're stressed out to the max, financially, emotionally, relationship-wise. Even people who say, oh, no, I'm flying, I'm so spiritual and everything's good. And then you ask them a question that goes outside of their realm of their spiritual path, and it just shakes them up. So it doesn't matter how spiritual or non-spiritual any of us think we are. We always have to get to that beginner's mind. So I invite everybody to get to the beginner's mind. And what I've seen, you know, working with people one-to-one is that every time I have a call, whether I know you for a long time or whether I'm meeting you for the first time on the call, what comes in is a tremendous amount of grace. So we all want to receive the grace. If we don't have the grace, it doesn't matter who we pray to. We can have all, you know, maybe lifetimes of praying to a God, Jesus, or Muhammad, or Allah, or any of the Hindu gods, the Buddhist gods, you know, across the globe, gods and goddesses, or archetypes, divine archetypes, if you will. It doesn't matter, you know, how good we are in our life or how pure we are in our intentions. Karma is real, and it follows us. And we can get curses. We can be cursed by a priest. You know, we could be cursed by a guru or a spiritual master. Guru in Sanskrit. Or we can be even, you know, we can pray to gods, or our ancestors can pray to gods to go after other people so they misuse their prayers. So we really have to be careful. Even people on the spiritual path who are just so sweet, and then after some time I'll talk to them and they say, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm just so mad at this person, and I'm just putting up these big blocks of protection, and I'm using all my mantras to, like, block that person from harming me. And it's like, really? Seriously? That's a war start, right? So we always want to check inside of ourselves. And so when we have, you know, it doesn't matter if we are praying to all these different gods and we're, our intentions are pure, you know, what we're doing in life is all noble and good. But if we don't have the grace, meaning the grace from a great guru, then we are going to miss the full benefits of all our efforts. And it's like that anywhere in life. If you, you know, you have, say, you have a lawsuit, or you've got a medical issue, a health issue, you have to get really a good doctor or a good lawyer, someone who's going to represent you, to someone who's going to stand by you, someone who's going to, you know, be the shoulder to lean on and that you totally, totally put your trust in to help to guide you. So on the spiritual path, if we don't have the grace of a guru or an enlightened master, as Dr. Pillai is to all of us here, then we won't reap all the full benefits of what it is that we're doing on our path. So how do we get that? We just keep coming together. Whether you do your own individual practice, that's fine. But also coming together and praying for one another. Now, it's the full moon here this today, at least. It was starting yesterday and today here in India Standard Time, this part of the world. And it might be going either into the full moon, or it is a full moon where everyone else is west of us, and then everyone in between or surrounding. So wherever the full moon is landing in and around this time, wherever you are in the world, that means you have the ability to bring in a lot of grace, because the moon is full. It's the brightest it can be in the sky. It's the roundest that you can see. It's the fullest. So what does that mean? The moon represents our mind. So what's in our mind? Whatever we fill our mind with is what we will tend to empower. And then when we empower it, when we put energy into it, when we focus on that, is what happens. We manifest it. So coming together, and we are here in the full moon, and we are talking about getting the grace of the guru. It doesn't mean just getting the grace of the guru like that now. It's getting the grace of the lineage that Dr. Pillai hails from, or the Siddha lineage. Siddha means, again, you know, perfected being. Whatever he thinks can manifest. And he is so evolved, he or she is so evolved, that they come to the earth plane out of sheer desire to help to evolve humanity wherever they can. And they participate in siddhis, which is miraculous powers. They have miraculous abilities. They create miracles. So just by their compassion and their desire to uplift humanity. So here we are on this path with Dr. Ply, who comes from the Tamil Siddha lineage, coming from Tamil Nadu, which is the place where I am in right now, the region I'm in right now. So we have access to city energy, city power, so miraculous energy. So life is all a play of consciousness. So whatever our consciousness is, if we're evolving it to be, you know, looking towards our profession or making more money or having the greatest relationship with our family and friends, our spouses or significant others, our, you know, growing our businesses, developing on the spiritual path, whatever it is, you can have miracle consciousness every day. Just imagine that. You wouldn't know any different if you just keep doing your practice. And then when we come together on this full moon day and we ask for the grace, because all the siddhas, they're here on the full moon. They all come to the earth plane. And their consciousness expands to connect anyone who is calling on them. So their consciousness will pour out like a never-ending well. And that energy will come, miracle city powers will come into those who call on them. As you know, we're on the spiritual path, which means non-material. And the spirit is moved when it has the right language. So all the mantras that we're going to use today are supercharged on the full moon day. Not with just spiritual energy, but you get manifesting energy. So we're going to do Dr. Pillai's meditation on the sun and the moon. We've done that a few times over the course of the several months in different programs as well. But I just found it to be such a powerful meditation to do, to balance the mind out. So the moon represents the mind, or it can influence the mind. So let's influence our mind to be full and expansive, and to be able to have clarity to receive the grace and the blessings coming from the siddhas, coming from Lakshmi, the goddesses, Saraswati and Parvati. Those are the three main ones in the Hindu pantheon that can give you health, wealth, higher knowledge, creativity. We want to have a fresh, clean slate. So the goddesses are like the mother that cares about the child. So the goddesses care about people on the spiritual path. They want to help them to enjoy life while they're here and make this world a better world. So whatever it is that you want to manifest, think about that right now as I finish this little intro. So if it's finances, if it's health, and I know we say this over and over, but it's because people forget. And I do it too. I'll be with Dr. Pla, I'll be doing this great meditation, and then I'll have to go and, you know, do my work and go into five different email accounts and answer emails and talk to people and, you know, develop programs and, you know, administer things. And all of a sudden I'm like, where did my consciousness go? Oh, how come I couldn't remember those two sounds that he gave so that I could just do it for 1 minute? So here in this program we have some tools, some cues that we can give each other, some tips on how we, the community here, manages to get through a day, get through the week, and so on, by, you know, having a beeping watch or setting your alarm on your smartphone or computer, things like that we'll talk about. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go. You can always listen to the rest of the call. It'll be recorded and posted to the blog. And hope you have a wonderful week. You can find out what lies ahead, energetically speaking, what you can focus on this week. For those of you who are going to stay, for the open discussion, you can definitely participate, asking your questions or sharing your experiences, which helps others who are listening in now or maybe later. The full moon energies were very active today, so it might take us a little bit of time to come back from that meditation and then be able to put together a few words, create a sentence or two. Well, I know I'm having a little bit of challenges. It's very strong energy. So let's open the line and see if we have any questions or comments. What you need to do is press star. So you can just press star 6 if you want to share an experience or ask a question.
Hi, Sue Tarita. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you.
Sure.
When we visualize the liquid light, do we see it like dripping down through our body, or do we see it like coming down directly to our heart outside our body, or both, or how do we visualize that?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, so you can visualize it in any of those ways that you just described. It's kind of like the flowing. You know, you want to get into this energy or visualization of it flowing from your head into your heart. And then, of course, it's not going to just remain contained there because we're on the spiritual plane, so we kind of open or expand beyond the physical boundaries or limitations. So if it feels like it's going outside of those places, those are only like anatomical spots or body parts that we can use as our X marks the spot. And then once we go into the meditation and once we go into the mantra or the light that represents those divine beings, then they start to do whatever they got to do. And sometimes they can do it beyond the limit that we're used to of our body mind.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So it kind of, right, it expands. And then sometimes I see like little sparks flying out of it.
Yeah, great.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. You're very welcome. Yeah, it's a good question, and it's always interesting, you know, especially if people have been on the path for, quite some time, maybe have had different teachers and are now here with Dr. Pillai. And some people have been with Dr. Pillai the whole time and discover more and more ways to break free of the limitations that we've put on ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly. We just do. We even try to get ahead of ourselves when we're in a program. Oh, yeah, this is the meditation. Yeah. This is what's coming next. Come on, let's get it over with my 20 minutes. I got to get going on with my day. But I really want to go deep today. So it kind of makes us, it's good to have a structure, but it's also really good to let go because, we do want to go deep to cleanse at that level that we can't access with our mind. our mind is not really, it's a tool that we use to focus on where to go. And the masters will tell us, okay, this is the meditation that you will do at this point in time to access this information. And then that information will be conveyed to your soul. And we're like, okay, well, what does that all mean? So we don't want to get too wrapped up in the intellectual understanding, although, you know, as Dr. Pai says, you want to feed your mind to just calm it down a bit and then allow the energy or the mantra is the being, to go deep inside of you. And as Brenda was saying, she felt like sparks were flying, you know, going beyond that realm of like X marks the spot, the brain or the heart center. And so just allow this, your whole self to even disappear. And then just seeing or experiencing the light just flowing. You're there, but you're not limiting yourself so that it's just, part of your 5'6" frame or however tall you are and however wide you are. So, when we're on the spiritual path, we really forget that we're just using the body-mind as a tool, and then we want to bring in the energy to show where the darkness is, where the nooks and crannies, what's in the nooks and crannies, so we can clean out those, you know, things that have been in there for a while and that are causing energetic congestion. So there might be a little bit of sparks flying and those things leave us. We might have some emotional experiences that come up from time to time. Some people might be processing at a very deep level. Others might be so high and so great. So whatever we hear in this community, whether it's in this program or other programs of Dr. Pai's, everybody's soul is evolving at different rates, at different times. And it doesn't matter how long you've been on the path, you can go deeper and deeper into your consciousness. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we are all here to experience the play of our consciousness, not the work hard, gotta get in there and dig it all up and, get rid of things that are no longer useful. Although we've talked like that in the past, it's also, the full moon also wants us to be really joyful too. So, as we're moving through this full moon in August, we are here halfway through the year, beyond halfway through the year. And the summertime is always the time where we want to have some leisure. So even on our spiritual path, have a play. You know, play with your spiritual practices. Allow the sunshine wherever you are in the world to be playing and dancing inside of yourself. And then visualizing the moon merging with the sun in the left brain, and then in the heart center it's going around. And it would be great to hear from some of you on the call who are just coming to yourselves again. If you could share your experience, what that was like to have the sun and the moon merging, so we can have a different perspective. Is there anyone who would like to share? You just have to press *6.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Caesar.
Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar, like Caesar salad.
Hi, Caesar. There's another woman, too. I'm going to get to you. What's your name?
Fran. Hi.
Oh, okay, so Fran, we'll go with Caesar first, and then we'll go with you next. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Caesar.
Hi. This is my first time joining the group. I just learned about this morning. And
oh, welcome.
I'm so glad I found out about this. Because I get the daily messages from the Pillai Center, and then I kind of went to the website and saw what else was going on. I said, oh, Sundays with... Oh, I'm sorry, how do you say your name again?
Sucharita.
Sucharita. And I said, all right, let me try this. Because I've done Dr. Pillai's, the Personal Transformation Program, the old one. And
right.
He was Sri Shiva, and currently I'm on month regarding finance. And that's what I focus on. I've been focusing on all month, you know, how to improve my finances. So this really helped as far as clearing up what I should be doing, you know, and still help the world. And that's what the meditation did for me. And I'd like to know, would you recommend there's a product on the website where you can have someone write Shreem Rizzi like 10,800 times.
Yes.
Is that something you would recommend for someone who's looking to improve their finances?
Definitely, Caesar. I would definitely do that. I have done that, and along with other mantras. Mm-hmm. And it's a really powerful practice, especially if you can do it yourself. But if you can't, then you can have someone do it by proxy. And not only does it help you, it helps that person. So you're really doing you're doing a service to both of you to raise the consciousness. So it's employing someone, and it's also helping you. So definitely, yes.
Okay. Now, if someone wants to do it themselves, this is done, what, over the course of a year, over a month, or how... I mean, you just have to get to that amount. Doesn't matter how long it takes or, like, what?
Yeah, you can set your goal. And as I've mentioned over the years, Dr. Pillai would say, lock yourself away. If you really want to change some area of your life, you can lock yourself away for 72 hours where you just practice the mantra, you say it, you recite it, you meditate on it, you write it. We used to do it in groups when I was doing classes in Toronto, Canada, and we would not speak. We would just get into it and do it for the 72 hours, and you know, we would sleep maybe 20 minutes. We would do the yogic sleep to just revitalize. But after that, miracles shifted. Nobody's life was the same before that. Now, that's pretty hardcore. You can do that if you have the time and then also the energy too, because what will happen is, as Dr. Pillai says, is the dark forces will come and make you to want to go eat. And then when you eat, then your consciousness goes down, then you get sleepy, and then you say, okay, well, I'll start in the morning or I'll start at this time. And so it can be a challenge. So if you can get a buddy to do it with you, then you can, you know, support each other. But also you can just do it daily. You know, you can use, there's one guy that I know, he has been studying with Dr. Pillai for a few years, and he's told me exactly how many mantras he's done. And he's done it over the years for 10 minutes a day. And he's calculated it to be a certain amount. And he is not only does that as reporting to me, but he says, this is what happened when I reached this mark. This is what happened when I reached this mark. So there's significant things that happened in his life that materialized in his life. So there's lots of different ways you can do it. We have Shreem Brzee challenges, or we have Kleem challenges on Pillai Center, where there will be, you know, 2-week period where everybody around the world can log in and then you know, calculate, keep track of how many Shreem Brzees they do, or claims, or whatever the mantra is, the challenge is. So you can participate in those. as well. And you'll see those in the newsletters and the emails they'll send out. Oh, we're doing a Shreem Brzee challenge. So it's kind of fun because you can put in how many you've done, and it motivates you when you see how many the whole community is doing. So, you know, personally, I try to write out 1,000 mantras, 1,008 mantras a day throughout the day. So I have a sheet, and I was thinking about it today. Isn't that funny? I was thinking about it. Maybe I'll post it to Sundays with Sucharita, the blog, and then we can, if we can, I'm not sure if we can, or maybe Yagna, we can get you to send out the file that I use, and we've been using it in Toronto for eons. The kids even use it to do their mantra writing. So it's 1,008 on one side and then 1,008 on the other. And so you can just use it all. You can have it there all day long and just write it. Another thing you can do is just use your mala beads or like a little counter. So you can buy counters online, you know, and then it just every time you say Shreem Brzee, click, Shreem Brzee, click, Shreem Brzee, click, Shreem Brzee, click, Shreem Brzee, 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 Shreem Brzee. So you can do it a lot faster. So those are different ways that you can do the mantra and practice the mantra. And then there are times where you just want to meditate on the mantra. All of a sudden, you'll be in the lineup at the bank or something, or the lineup in the grocery, or you'll be in your car. So many people bring their mala beads, and then they just are driving and they're using their mala bead and doing their mantra, or they're listening to MP3 download, you know, in the car. So, you know, you can roughly calculate or guesstimate how many mantras you would say in that drive from your place to work. So if it's a half-hour drive or a 10-minute drive and you did so many mantras, you could just log that too. Log it that way as well. So those are kind of some of the ways. Okay. But it's really powerful.
Definitely. I'm leaning towards the proxy one because I like
yep.
the fact that I'm helping someone else too.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's one I'm leaning towards the most. Thank you again. Thank you. I'm glad I
about
Sundays with you and continue.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome to join live, or you can definitely listen to the recordings that are already there on the blog. And then anytime you want to join, you can. It's great. Thanks, Caesar.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We'll see you again. Good luck with the proxy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, welcome. So you can just press *6 to get off the line as well. Then we had Fran is up next.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Blessings.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, how is it?
You know, we started that practice where the moon moves into the sun area. Well, this beautiful golden glow and oozing quickly started to move, you know, started slowly then pulled in a circle into the sun. And the sun started to swirl over into the moon, into the moon side. And then it became this beautiful ball. Then I was wondering, what is it? And when you said 16 counts, I said, oh, now I have to separate them again? So
yeah,
I was a little confused at that point.
Yeah, the 16 counts represent the phases of the moon. There's the moon gets smaller and gets larger. So we were just at the full moon. That means it was growing for the past 15 days. And then it will start to go down in size the next 15 days. So that's what the count represents. And then there's some esoteric meanings that, you know, we can talk about in other programs. But it means that your consciousness is really getting an alignment with every day that passes. you know, you want to be really present to the energy of the day, and we've talked about that here in the program. Every day there's a new moon phase, not a new moon phase, but it's a new phase of the moon. So the full moon now is today, and then tomorrow it will be the first waning moon. So it's coming down on in size in the next 15 days, and so it's going to represent an energy that's going to help us to have power and energy to fight off negativity, you know, the excess energy of the full moon. If we were, you know, using it for our spiritual practices, or if we were going out and eating too much or partying too much, because that's what the full moon does too, is it makes us to do all these wild things in our lives that we kind of just say, wow, why did we do that? You can mark it. Someone was saying to me in previous years, I always spend when, I always buy things, too many things, when the moon is the fullest, because you just have all these desires that you want to be, she wanted to fulfill. So I said, well, just watch the moon and then watch your spending cycle. So she was really aware that that was happening, and then she could handle her, manage her finances that much better. So the moon, and that's then the second moon, the third moon in the waning cycle, they all have different meanings. And you can find out about that on astroved.com. You can buy the app, that you can download. I think they're like a dollar or something like that. But you can see what the panchang is, the time shaktis of the day, the time energies of the day. So the moon will be there and it will tell you the kinds of activities to do or to avoid. So that's something you can do, or you can just log on to astroved.com and then look at the panchang right there on the landing page. And then, so you can find out about the phases of the moon and the energy. So that's where the 1 to 16 came from.
Okay, I was just a little bit confused about how to experience it.
There is no right or wrong way.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So I didn't know that. Should I have separated them again and had it go slowly instead? Or
Maybe you had to do that.
No, I didn't. I let it go do what it wanted to do. And so
there you go. That's perfect.
Thank you for all that info. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome, Fran. Are you gonna see Dr. Pillai in Florida?
He's going to be here.
He's going to be there for the 9 Nights of the Goddess, so if anybody is in the Florida region or from the States and you haven't been able to see Dr. Pillai in person, or you'd like to see him again, it's totally, totally awesome. And I love when he does the Navaratri, because the goddesses come so, they're so alive inside of you. He really activates that energy in all of us.
That sounds so good.
So, and it's going to be in beautiful Florida. So, gosh, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll be great. Anything else that you wanted to share, Fran?
I enjoyed the third eye visuals. That was very nice. But it was like as soon as I dropped in there, they were waiting for me. It was just wonderful.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm wondering, you mentioned those Nights of the Goddess. It's a course, is it not? So there's a course fee involved?
It's a seminar.
Seminar.
Yeah, definitely there's a fee involved. It's a seminar. It's a total intensive. It happens once a year. Dr. Pillai has it in different power spots around the world. And every year at this time. So it's really a great time. If you haven't been able to see Dr. Pillai in person or get those kinds of initiations, because even if you've been initiated into the goddess Navaratri over the years, like a lot of us have who have been with Dr. Pillai for many years, each time he is revealing a new secret. So it's so incredible to be with him and in a power spot that the goddess has identified that he wants to be there. to give to those people who are going to be there. So you'll be, if you're so close, you know, and you can manage it in your schedule and things like that, definitely go. Even people who are in the U.S. Or Canada or Europe, but people fly in from Europe, people fly in from all around the world. Just as we would from the U.S., we would fly to India to participate in Navaratri, the nine nights of the goddess. So, yeah, very, very powerful time to be with Dr. Pillai and be with the goddess energy.
Yeah, so continue the mantra for the money.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. There was someone else who was on the line.
Hello?
Yes, who's this? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? I can. Yes, I can.
Hi, Sushrita. How are you?
Very good.
This is Arquan from Toronto.
Oh, how are you? I saw that 24/7 and I was going to say.
How are you doing? It's nice
very
to hear
good,
you.
Thank you. How's Toronto? How's the homeland?
Oh, perfect. The weather's so beautiful today.
Oh, good. What
I have a few questions, Srita.
Sure.
I've been with Dr. Pillai with October 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Light Body Program member and Light Body Enhanced, I'm still a member with him. And lots of change happened. It's really, I can feel it. In main time, it's like I see my relation with my father, my sibling, with everyone back home, it's more close. I just came a few weeks from back home, and which is I was far from them 15 years, but my relation getting to be close to everyone.
Oh.
In main time, but still there's like a roller coaster financially, and I don't know, still like a bad karma around me. And I'm doing daily from both sides, ancestors, you know, the sesame seeds and the rice flour, which is he recommended daily we have to
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really positive, but still, you know, my business with my husband getting collapsed, and some side is doing perfect, something randomly happened, and I don't know what to say. So it looks like there's still bad karma around me, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that, you know, the karma, as I said, karma is real. People will say, oh, yeah, karma shawarma, right? They'll just make fun.
No,
they will
I
say,
believe it. It's really true. This is really, I believe so. This.
Yeah, because it's happening out of nowhere. The thing is that you are doing what you can do. And when you're immersed in these programs with Dr. Pillai, not just you, but all of us, what happens is that we're evolving on the spiritual path, and we start to see shifts in our lives or in our families' lives, but we also start to really feel it intensely, the other things. So good things
exactly.
can happen, yeah, so which is really great, but the intensity of the not-so-good things is so painful. But it's there
okay.
to, yeah, it's there to stay. It's because pain is a good indicator that you got to go get help. So you can't, you know, life is suffering only until you go get help. So being in these programs helps you to understand that, geez, I can't do this on my own. It's way beyond. And you can see, okay, well, you're doing this tarpanam every day, which is really great. And especially now, because we just were in an Adi Amavasya, which was a new moon about 15 days ago, when the moon was a new moon. And this time of the year, at that new moon time, in the month of Adi, which is July 15th to August 15th, in the Tamil calendar, it tells that the ancestors are really active, and they're here to give us blessings. So if there's been some challenges, then you just, you know, you've been called to do the tarpanam. And then because you're Light Body Program member, you're doing tarpanam. It's getting done on your behalf.
I'm still doing
this.
Yeah.
So keep doing it, because now we're coming into the time of the year. It's called Mahalaya, and it's the time of the ancestors, where it's going to be about 15 days. Starting September 9th to the 23rd, and it's right before Navaratri. So that is a time that you really got to pay attention. And every day of the ancestors, that 15-day period, represents a type of energy that you can get the ancestors to bless you. So they can bless you with children, you know, happiness with children, family, spouse, marital happiness, happiness with your finances, like improvements with your finances, with business. It blesses people in your lineage that had died due to an accident. So all kinds of different things. So it may be that you may be getting disturbed at different times throughout the year, but that's because during these different times, as we progress along the path, we begin to see more. We begin to experience more. Our consciousness expands. So it invites more into us so that we can clear more. So if you feel like, oh my God, it can be intense, even though I'm on these programs and it should be getting easier, you know, life is all about staying on top of it, staying alert. If we had everything to be so easy, then we wouldn't be asking the divine to come into our life. We would actually forget about the divine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as I said, I've been away from my parents. This is which is right now. They be close to me too much, and they can help me with finance. I'm really blessed after I was just with this program. But in the meantime, they're going to help me with my business, with my finance, because I'm away in Canada alone. But there's still some door open, like that's how I feel, thanks for God.
Well, if you want to inquire more about that, or to get more support, to get more customized support, or a look into why things are kind of going up and down for you, then I would definitely recommend advisory services, because that's the highest program that Dr. Pillai has. It's the most personalized. It's not even advertised.
Yeah, I registered with a Light Body Enhance, which is time jumping, and it's really useful.
Yes.
And then right away, like my father helping me with my kids to take them to go back home, they pay for me, and which is blessed. I'm really, but still, no happiness is my home here, running crazy, doing my best, but up and down, up and down, and it's something. You know, I'm not making myself sad, but I do my best, and I need some advice from you.
That's what I would do. So you can send me an email, and then we can set up a call, and then I can talk to you more about that one-to-one.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Tricia. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I really prefer to talk separately. I really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Just send an email to Sucharita at
blycenter.com. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so it's a very good question, and it's something that people on the path experience from time to time throughout the years. And as we're evolving, then we're inviting ourselves, our consciousness, to expand. And then when that expands, we have different doors opening up for us. Now, sometimes we choose the doors just as we would make choices in life, When we look back, we go, oh my God, why did I do that? Because we knew on some deep, deep level, the karma is pulling us to do it. But as we go on the path, we can say, okay, that's not going to be so good for me to focus on right now. What I have to do right now is, you know, focus on my finances, not run after a boy, or if you're a guy, run after a girl, or whatever. You know, get involved in a relationship that's going to take you your focus away. So we start to make more conscious decisions. And then we know, as everything in life, there's going to be ups and downs throughout the year, period, right? Even if I just say Christmas to people, oh my God, they will know how many days are coming until Christmas. Shopping starts until it ends. You know, that we're so programmed to these kinds of different things. Or if you're here in India, you know about Diwali, which is kind of like the Christmas time here in this culture. So everybody will know, oh my God, I got to clean my house and get all the lights, and then there's going to be a big celebration. I got to have my beautiful outfit, and then we got to cook tons of food and give gifts. And so that becomes, you know, the focus on our lives. So that's okay, continue to do that, but bring in that spiritual awareness, or more awareness on what it is that you're doing with your time, your money, and your energy. If you're strapped for finances and then you're running off and going on vacation because you're in pain, you know, emotionally or mentally, whatever it is, physically, and then you go spend money over there only to come back and then have to deal with all that. So you start to make wiser decisions. Doesn't matter how old you are or where on the path you are in life. As Dr. Pillai shared, you know, Prabhupada, he was around 70 years old, and he was praying to Krishna, you know, Vishnu. You know, Lord Vishnu, here I am, 70 years old, I'm withering away, I'm in India, and I have nothing, and, you know, I've been devoted to you my whole life. And then he gets this message from Vishnu, says, get on a boat and go to America. And somehow he gets on a boat, this is way back, and then he lands in the U.S., and he starts the Krishna consciousness, the movement. It becomes the hugest movement of Krishna consciousness around the world, ISKCON. So then here he is at 70 years old thinking his life is over and that he hasn't made anything of his life. And now it's still going. And it's making, you know, millions, not just money-wise, but it's people are getting in, you know, getting into enlightened states. They're all around the world. George Harrison, one of the Beatles, he really promoted Krishna consciousness spreading through ISKCON, and then afterwards had his own take on it and created his own movement. So you never know. You'd never give up. So life is going to give the challenges. It's going to throw lemons at you. And I used to say, as many of us know, to have been told, you know, when you get lemons, you make lemonade. But in on this path, when you get lemons, you use them and roll them around your head or around your body part and imagine the karma being absorbed into it, and then cut the lemon and then throw it away because you want it, you use it as a surrogate. And the citric acid in the lemon will help to, it's kind of like the alchemy, the mysticism around this, the alchemy around spiritual practices, is that it can help to bring the divine beings towards you. So the negativity can leave, and then you are left with the essence, openness, to receive more divine support. And divine beings are not only gods, goddesses, these archetypes that we talk about and that Dr. Pillai empowers us and initiates us into this collective unconscious. It's always been there forever since times immemorial. And it pervades through different cultures, but it's called different things. along the way. So not only that, you're also susceptible to the planets, as we know, the phases of the moon, the different planets. Every planet rules a day of the week, and then the horizontal going down into that much detail. Well, we can see what is good and bad planets for us if we decide to go on to Ashurved and get a good and bad planet report or have a consultation with an astrologer. We can find out more what's causing us to have all these ups and downs. And then we can smooth it out. So it's kind of like you have these wild horses that you're taming or, you know, that you are out of control. And then you know how to break them. You know how to bring them more under control. And then as you do, as you learn to, you know, commune with them, then they, and then you have a rapport with them, then over time, then you can use them to ride, you can use them to race, you can use them to pack stuff on. So, you know, anything that you have in your life that's out of control, that's a reflection of what's inside of you. So all these are all cues that we get, Dr. Ply has shared with us, that's never been shared to the masses, the public. So take advantage of these opportunities to find out when you can, you know, get blessings and then get initiated into it. Get that higher knowledge. And it's not just on an intellectual level. It's in you. It resonates in you. And then you're forever changed and guided by it. And then you, you know, do the practices and get more familiar. Each planet has a color that is associated with it, so you can start to, you know, wear different colors, or at least carry a gem. You could carry a gemstone if that is something that you can do, and that's good for you to do. Then you can do that. So it just, these are all cues or little reminders that, you know, we want to be in alignment with whatever is naturally happening in the world around us, in our environment, in the celestial sky. And then as we experience this meditation, just like today with the sun and the moon merging, well, we know that the sun and the moon, sun represents the soul, moon represents the mind. When that is in alignment, boom, miracles can happen. But how many of us have been listening to the blah blah that I've been sharing here? And did you keep focusing on the sun and the moon in the left brain and then in rotating in the heart center? I can tell you I didn't, but I just reminded myself, geez, you should do that, right? So, you know, it takes some time for us to get in alignment, but what will happen over time is that those beings will start to cue us. They will start to, something inside of us will feel, oh my God, what is this energy? What is, why am I feeling this way? And then you can go to the calendar or to the panchang and, oh my God, there we are, full moon. Geez, I'm going to do my Shreemrazi. You know, because when you're doing things at the right time and with the right intention and everything is lining up, then you have all that energetic support. You're not going against the grain. You're not doing it because somebody told you to do it. It's because that is natural for you to want to work on your finances. So just keep working on it in a way that is becomes a joy. You're looking forward to seeing it shift. You're not going, oh my God, I'm panicking. You know, and then the divine will start to reveal to you. People will come. People are always there. Programs are always there. And I was just saying to someone who recently came into the advisory program and had a consultation with Hanuman Das, who's the Siddha, who helps people, customizes the program for them, and helps people to get out of patterns that they haven't been able to get out of, and then their life can transform, and then they go on and in a whole new direction, and they're divinely supported, and there's a lot of energy, a lot of support. And ancestor curses are identified, and planets are identified, negativity coming from other people is identified, whatever happened in life up until that point is identified, and so all that gets cleaned up over the period of time. So one person said, I don't know why I didn't ask sooner. And it's a good question, because sometimes on the path we think, oh, well, we're just praying to God and, you know, he's going to send the ship that's going to save us. Well, then, you know, it's like the story in the Bible. I think it's in the Bible. I'm watering it down. But, you know, the guy is drowning, you know, a boat comes by and says, hey, man, come on, jump in the boat. No, 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 God's going to save me. Okay, see you, dude. So he goes away. A bigger boat comes, a yacht comes. Hey, come on, we're having a party here. Why are you drowning? Let's jump on here and they'll take care of you. It'll be fun. They'll take you to shore. No, 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 God's going to save me. And they go, okay, party on. And then, you know, this big, huge ship liner comes and she barely misses the guy and says, oh, my God, we almost missed you. Scoops him. And the guy's like, no, let me go, let me go. What do you mean, let you go? Well, God's going to save me. Guy drowns. The ship takes off. Guy drowns. He goes to heaven. And he says, God, I'm so mad at you. Why didn't you come and save me? God says, man, I sent you 3 ships. What do you want? You know. So that's what it is in life. We have all the support around us, but we don't ask. So ask, as Dr. Pillai says, is a mantra. Right? Mantra meaning it gives you direction. It empowers you. It gives you that support, that energy to think more outside of the box and to get the support that you need. And it's right there. You just have to ask. So ask, ask, ask. So if you find yourself, okay, having some challenges, just say the word ask. Use it as a mantra, ask, ask, ask. You could use Shrimrazi, ask, Shrimrazi, ask. Because Shrimrazi represents wealth. Everything that represents happiness on the earth plane is Shrimrazi. It's an energy. It's a consciousness. It develops your consciousness. So those sounds will build the blocks of wealth consciousness inside of you. And even if the karma is coming and slamming you and saying, oh, I'm going to challenge you, you just keep saying Shrimrazi. And then ask. Ask somebody to help you. And don't feel any way, this way or that way. It's the divine coming, you know, as Hanuman Das says and Dr. Pillai say, that the divine wants you to experience this. So you should do whatever is in your divine right to experience it. Take it, accept it. It's a gift. And, you know, then when you understand that everything in life is a gift from the divine, even the hardships are the gift, doesn't mean that, okay, well, you have to accept. It just means the hardship is there so that you will keep praying to the divine too. Okay, this is not a good reality, me here drowning. It's not really good because I'll just have to come back and do it all over again. Right? And then some people say, well, what's wrong with that? No problem. Continue it on. That's fine. But if you're a soul that says, you know what, I'm just tired of looking only to myself to improve myself. I want to make an impression. You know, like Prabhupada, he was 70 years old. He said, okay, lived a long life if I get taken out. In fact, he was almost taken out on the boat over here because it takes like a month back at that time to go from India to the U.S. And everybody was sick. He even had a couple of heart attacks on the boat before he even got to land. So he's like, okay, take me out, if that's what you want. And then he kept praying. And then the divine said, no, 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 no. You're going to be good for a little while. Longer. And he was. And he did. He left a great legacy. A lot of millions and millions and millions of people. That's great. Bringing God to those people. Is there anything else anyone wants to share? Ask a question about? Heads up.
It's Rita.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Yes. Yes, this is Raji. I just wanted to suggest to that lady who lives in Florida that if she lives anywhere near Boca Raton, which is where the Navaratri celebration is going to be held, then it's much less expensive to stay at home. I'm actually doing that because I live yards away from the Boca Raton line. And so I just wanted to pass that on to her, and it's also less expensive if you if money is a concern, and I don't know that it is, but if money is a concern, then there's an early bird discount. So, and even if she doesn't live in Florida, there are less expensive hotels. So I just wanted to put that out to anyone who lives in Florida.
That's great, Raji, and I'm so happy you're going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I couldn't miss the opportunity to see Baba again. So, yes,
and
I'm going.
I remember you saying, like, in the past couple of years, you're going, I really wish Baba, I could see Baba in India.
Yeah.
And we used to have conversations and say, maybe he'll come to Florida. Maybe
I know. I've been wishing that he would come to Florida for years. So
Aww.
He's finally coming. He must have heard my wishes.
Absolutely.
Yes, so I just wanted people to know that.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Okay.
How is it going with you?
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I just sent you an email today regarding
okay.
my son, so you'll
okay.
see it.
All
but
right.
thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Raji. Have a great week.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so... Someone is here that I haven't heard from for a while. Diha. Are you there? Oh, I think you muted yourself. I'll try and unmute you. Oh, there you go. Yes, kind of cutting in and out.
It keeps saying it wasn't sure.
Oh, it's a bad reception.
Okay, I was checking out this flash phone because my phone keeps going out.
I don't know if this is going to be good, Diha. Try again.
Okay.
Are you there? Oh. Hmm. Okay. Is there anyone else who has anything to share or would like to ask a question about while we're on the line? So Pillai Center's got some great events happening. Krishna's birthday is coming up. It's on this coming weekend, next Sunday, I mean. And it's going to be, it's called Janmashtami. There's going to be a webcast, and then also you'll be included in a fire lab that you can attend over the internet. So that is offered through Pillai Center, and that's a really powerful time. Again, Krishna consciousness, if you haven't felt like things are moving easy, then tap into Krishna's energy because he's all about making things to happen very easily. So there's going to be a webcast that Dr. Pillai puts out and then also a fire lab that your name and your birth star will be included in that, and then you can also listen to it as well. So that's Krishna's birthday on the 17th, and then it's also a Vishnupati. Now, some of us might not know that Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu. So that energy, Vishnupati, happens around 6 times of the year, so it happens to land on Vishnupati. And it's also here, at least in IST, it's Ashtami, which is an 8th moon, and 8th moons are really powerful for Krishna. And then the sun is entering Leo. In the sun is the king of the zodiac or horoscope, and being in Leo, it's its natural house. So it owns that house, and it is the ruler of all the other planets. So Janmashtami, which is Krishna's birthday, Vishnupati, which only happens 6 times of the year, it's on an 8th moon, which is associated with Krishna energy as well. And then sun entering Leo, that we've been tracking here, the movement of the sun every month in Sundays with Sucharita. So we'll have a new energy, a new focus to work on in the next 30 days. As the sun, it's going to be really comfortable in its own house, and it will bring in a lot of royalty consciousness. So, and at the time that Krishna was on the earth plane, he was like royalty and divine royalty. So he showed us how to be divine as a human being, become more and more divine. And anyone who chants the mantras on that day, they will get special blessings. So again, every year is a birthday celebration for Krishna, and maybe he's already, since we've been talking about him with Prabhupada, it's like, oh, I see now that that's why. So the divine is always trying to, you know, give us clues about what lies ahead. So that's happening next Sunday, and then thereafter you'll be empowered to live more regally in your life, or to attract positions maybe in your workplace or in your family, that people are going to listen to you. You'll have more command over that. And not in a way that you so much have to change your personality. It's just that that energy will, you will resonate with that energy, and that energy will come forth. And then people will be attracted to you and be like, oh my God, you know, it was that easy. I just had to get in this energy of Krishna and then, you know, feel like how to be like more available to people, more diplomatic with people, that it's not feeling so fake. It's truly, people are more receptive. So, you know, learn how to master the art of relationships. That's what that webcast is all about. Then, as Raji shared, the Navaratri program is happening in Florida. You can watch the full moon interactive webcast. I think it will be on Palai Center YouTube now, but it was happening today. It was really powerful. Fire Lab to tap into. And what else do we have? That is the Krishna. I'm just looking at the website now. So September 21st, Dr. Pillai is going to be in New York, it looks like. So, wow, he's going to be in New York. Let me see if I can stop this. Yeah. So he's going to be bringing in-person timeline jumping seminar in New York on September 21st, which I think is like autumn equinox or something like that, right? So it's a power time as well. And then if you haven't seen him in person, you can see him in New York City. It will be from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And all the details are on Palai Center. And then if you can't manage that in your budget or your time off work or off your life, if you've got other things going on, then you can go online. There's the Timeline Jumping series. That's a really great self-study to do, and that is also available on the website. It's featured there, and then there's lots of other programs going on as well. So if no one else is going to interrupt me, I think we have come to, not that you're interrupting me, but if you want to say something or ask a question, this is the time, because I think we're going to wrap it up. if no one has anything to share.
So, Charita.
Dee, you're there.
This is Dia in Atlanta.
No, it's Dia. Now you're calling from a different number.
Yeah, I'm calling from my mobile.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't been able to get in on the line. I've had trouble with my mobile phone, so I thought I would try that flash phone today.
Okay.
And I guess it doesn't come out any better, I guess.
Yeah, it was a little bit spotty, but we can hear you loud and clear now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been lightning storm season here, so it's been lightning and raining daily, so. But
is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good. I had a lot of good reports, and I know I can't put them all out in the amount of time that we have left, but needless to say that everything's going very well, and I will I'll probably try to email you all of the different things and so much. But I had a not so much a question, but a dilemma, and I thought maybe you might be able to touch on it. I was feeling I wanted to go to Florida to see Baba because that's my birthday weekend, but it's not feasible for me. So I thought of trying to go to New York to see him, but with the issues I have been telling you about with me with my finances, trying to pay off my credit cards and student loans, mm-hmm. I felt guilty for wanting to spend that money to go and see Baba, and then having to come back and still have those debts.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having trepidations about it. So.
So you wanted me to comment on that? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
It's something that happens with all of us, Dia. And it's really great that you are asking about it, because Dr. Pillai would never want anyone to not be able to see him, but also he would want you to do it with consciousness. So if your focus is to, you know, come out of debt, it's not going to be in alignment with what he teaches, right? So it's probably a good idea that you don't, unless you have some sort of windfall, you know, or someone. Like for myself, it's been many times that I really, really felt at the soul level like this pulling and calling me to go, and then out of nowhere someone came and sponsored me. So I was able to, you know, get the flight and get the seminar paid for, and then still come back and do my money that I was making towards from my work I could put towards my bills. So it was a gift that came out of nowhere. So, but if it's something that you, not just you, Dia, but anybody, if it's something that's going to overload you and put you into a state where you're going to go further backwards, it's not, he wouldn't recommend it. He's very practical that way. So as Raji shared, you know, she wanted to go to India so many years and has been praying, and now Dr. Pillai is going to be like, you know, yards away from her. So be patient, too. It teaches us to be patient as well. So, again, I'm not going to sway you either way, because some people will say, well, I'm going anyways. That's fine. As long as you do it consciously, that no one's going to tell you what is right or wrong for you to do. I can only give you the guidance that Dr. Pillai gives. And he would not want anybody to suffer financially or go into more into debt if that is something that you're finding yourself that in that kind of a situation.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's good. I just mainly was wanting another mind and another set of eyes, so to speak, to look at the situation and so that I can make sure that I'm not doing things impulsively like I normally do. So.
Yeah, and that's what happens, right? We get too emotionally charged, and you can see, it's kind of like in your life, you can see how your emotions, not just you, Dio, but any one of us, how our emotions make us to do things that we, geez, you know, it was great, but now what am I going to do? Now I'm even in more of a state. So we want to pray to the divine to improve our finances. And like I said, if it comes out of nowhere, great, go for it. You know, but if it's not the time, it's just not the time. You can still tune in other ways. Most likely he will have something going on, maybe a fire lab or something like that. Every year he has something going on you know, you can participate and still get part of the initiation. And here's the thing, too, is that sometimes we think, oh, I should go here and get this initiation. And then, you know, you get it and you don't use it, right? So it can be like that, too, where, you know, just tune in and just pray and just say, am I going to, you know, how am I going to evolve from here? What is the purpose that I'm so being drawn to this? Is it a totally emotional, or is it at the soul level calling? It's like an ache to see him. And again, I'm just referring to Raji, who shared, the lady from Florida. You know, it was aching her for these past few years, and we would have conversations. And who would have known he would have come to Florida? Now he's going. So it's that aching inside that keeps that kindle going in that desire to be fulfilled. And everybody knows how fast time flies. Again, you know, if Dr. Pillai gets a good turnout in Florida and in New York, he might come back more often to those places. Yeah, that's kind of the tendency. Or he might go to Atlanta, you know, if you're really praying really hard. And people in that region are praying really hard, or anywhere in the world, he will go. That's how it works on the path. Whenever the student is ready, the teacher is ready to be there and give that download. But also you can catch the teachings on the internet. That's the beauty of technology. And you won't miss out there either. So, but you know, Babaji, Dr. Pillai, he knows what everyone can do. You just got to know what you can do. And be really clear about it and be totally honest with yourself, and everything will work out perfectly.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was, vacillating over in my mind, is the fact that I had been having that ache to want to see him in person, and wanting to go to India to see him. But when it came up that he was coming back to the States, I was like, oh my gosh, he's coming even closer, and it will take, you know, less to get there and see him. And then, you know, when I heard about the New York and the Florida, and both of them are on my birthday weekend, I was like, this is it. But at the same time, I immediately thought about the things that I was trying to do financially, and I know that I normally impulsively participate in those things, even though they're spiritual and it's good to do, it's still me impulsively spending. And I had to really sit down and be honest about that. And so I wanted to, you know, and I was just kind of feeling bad because I do want to see him, and Florida and New York are really close and all, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, I have to look at my priorities, and I love him dearly, but I would rather be present with him and be at peace financially than to try to press myself to use that money now. Because like you said, I feel like when it's time for me to see him in person, it will happen, and it won't be all of this vacillating and trepidation and that kind of thing. So.
Exactly. And you never know, Dia. You are a pretty good manifester. You never know. Miracles can happen.
Sometimes I don't feel like it.
Well, just that's a switch of consciousness. So play with your consciousness. We started this conversation today. Play with your consciousness. Allow it to just say, okay, 1 minute you can be thinking this, but the next minute, Shreem Brzee. That's a big, powerful thought.
Yeah, I have been, since I couldn't participate in the fire lab last night, what I did at work was just sit and write the Shreem Brzee mantra 1,008 times.
Great.
We'll see.
Great. Well, good luck with everything, and God bless you for keeping your practice up, and I'm looking forward to receiving an email from you.
Yeah, and I did get in the timeline tracking group, so I was happy about that.
Oh, good. Great. Enjoy that program.
Okay. I will send you an email, and I will look forward to chatting with everybody.
Okay. God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Anyone else have any burning question or shared experience? The week ahead is going to be a really great week to practice. You can continue to do Shreem Brzee. You can go on to Pillai Center, and there's probably, most likely, there will be a Krishna mantra or Radha Krishna mantra that you can download for like next to nothing and just play it all the time. Or even go to Pillai Center YouTube, it's free. And then people will have posts, or Dr. Pillai will have put teachings out. So start to get in that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and pull that energy into you. And then you will start to see life unfold for you in a whole new way. And I can only share from my experience and many of the people who have followed Dr. Pillai over the years, studied with him. When you start to resonate with Krishna, Radha Krishna consciousness, everything becomes easy. Everything becomes like a dance. Things happen in a way that you think, oh my God, I have so many blocks. This person is blocking me. This person is this and that. I'm blocking myself. And that all that stuff goes out of the way, and it just becomes like a dance in life. So enjoy that. It's not to say that there won't be challenges, because even when you're learning how to dance, you might step on a few people's toes, including your own. Or you might be a little sore, especially if you're at the age where I am, like everything aches. You know, so when you dance to Radha Krishna, you know, even if you're just listening to the mantras, they're so light. These mantras are so light, and the mantra again is the being. So you want to experience that energy within you. This week, focus on that, so that by the time the next week comes, next weekend, next Sunday, and then all those other time shaktis, those time energies are lining up with that energy, it will be really powerful to get an empowerment. And so if you can join the webcast or join the, you know, a fire lab or something like that. And then for those people who are coming to India for the Navagraha trip, looking so forward to seeing you. And hopefully everything's going smoothly with your flight and all your arrangements. And if those people are joining for the first time and want to know more about the Navagraha nine-planet trip that we're having in September from the 4th to the 8th, it's going to be such a powerful time. Deepa and I will be leading it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on. All right. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining and listening and also sharing your experiences, asking your questions. And we wish you all the best in your practices this week. and take care of yourselves. God bless. Bye-bye.